Before the world rushes in, take a moment to slow down, think clearly, and show up grounded. The Morning Mindset with Astra. Take control of the day before the day takes control of you. Monday to Thursday, 6:25 a.m. Inside Mornings on Slam.
It is Wednesday. You're listening to Slam 101.1 FM. Your girl Astra alongside Salt and Simply Smooth. You know, we're going to take you through until 10 o'clock. You know how we do. Hoping that you had a wonderful Tuesday and an even better Wednesday as we are officially inside of back to school week. Touching down on your road, or you're just getting up to make your tea, you are just in time for the Morning Mindset. Take control of the day before the day takes control of you. And today we're going to be talking about planning, okay? And when it comes to planning, I noticed that there are two specific groups of people, all right? There are people who can think themselves into circles, and there are people who just get up and do it. And if you've ever had a really good idea, thought about it for 6 months, researched it, talked about it, planned it, maybe even bought a cute little notebook for it, and then never actually did the thing, this one is for you. Because I am here to tell you, share a little tidbit about success, which is that a doer will almost always outperform a thinker. Not because they're smarter or because they have more confidence, and definitely not because they have everything figured out. They just move. And movement gives you information that thinking never can. You can sit in your head and wonder, what if this doesn't work? What if people laugh at me? What if I'm not ready? Or what if somebody else is already doing it and they may think that I'm copying them? But eventually, you have to leave the committee meeting in your head and actually do something. Because the person who starts with 60% of the information and learns along the way will usually get further than the person waiting for 100% certainty. Think about somebody who wants to start business here in Barbados. One person spends a year thinking about the name, the logo, the colors, the Instagram page, the perfect launch strategy. And the other person says, all right, you know what I can do? I want to sell 5 of these products, just 5. I'm going to sell them at cost. And I'm going to learn what people actually want. I'm going to learn how they use the product, why they like the product, why they don't like the product. They discover what is working, what isn't. They make mistakes and they adjust. And 6 months later, guess who has the business up and running? It's the second person. Now, I'm not saying don't think. Please think, because we know that thinking is useful. But thinking is supposed to be the beginning of an action, not a substitute for it. Sometimes what we call being a perfectionist is really just being afraid to be a beginner. Because once you start, now everybody can see that you're trying. People can see that. They can watch you, which means that they can watch you fail, right? Now you can fail. Now you can get feedback. And that feeling can be very uncomfortable, but there is something beautiful about being willing to be bad at something long enough to eventually become good at it. So maybe today, stop asking yourself, what's the perfect way to do this? And ask yourself, what's the smallest version of this I can actually do today? Whether it's making a call, posting a video, submitting an application, walking, going to the gym, having a conversation. Launch the thing before you've convinced yourself it needs another 47 revisions, because you don't need any more time to think about it. You might just need one little bit of courage to begin. And listen, action creates confidence. You don't usually feel confident and then act. You act, you survive the discomfort, you learn something, and suddenly you realize, oh, I can actually do this. This actually reminds me a bit of motherhood. All of us first time moms know the struggle when it comes to dealing with the baby. And we get through the trenches, we do. And that's why the second born is always a no-limit soldier, because now we know how to deal with these children. And we may look around at those new moms, right? And think to ourselves, wow, I was there at that point. I do 100% remember knowing what it felt to be so overwhelmed. But now you got it covered. It's easy and lemon squeezy. So today I want you to give yourself permission to be a doer. You don't need to know exactly where it's going. You just need to be willing to take the next step. Because while the thinker is still imagining what could happen, the doer is already finding out. And that was your morning mindset for today, Wednesday. Of course, you can always send your good morning text over to the WhatsApp 436-1011. We want to hear what you're up to, how your Wednesday is going. And if you're celebrating a birthday, you know what to do. Make sure to drop some love if you or someone you love is celebrating. And that was your morning mindset. Take control of the day before the day takes control of you. We got more music, more vibes, and plenty action right here on Mornings on Slam.
Before the world rushes in, take a moment to slow down, think clearly, and show up grounded. The Morning Mindset with Astra. Take control of the day before the day takes control of you. Monday to Thursday, 6:25 a.m. Inside Mornings on Slam.